Tensions in southern Lebanon have increased amidst the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. On Tuesday morning, Israel bombarded southern Lebanon at the localities of Kfar Kila and Tawlat el-Hammams, opposite the Israeli settlement of Matola. For its part, the Israeli army reports a shooting toward Matola, without more details. Another round of shooting started in the afternoon when Hezbollah shot rockets at Israeli positions. According to the Israeli army, a Hezbollah drone also crossed the border from Lebanon, and the air defense systems attempted to shoot it down. This escalated conflict resulted in renewed artillery shelling targeting the town of Kfar Kila. It was reported that 3 Patriot missiles were launched and exploded over Kfar Kila and Al-Tabi. Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for targeting 5 Israeli sites directly with weapons. These sites include Zarit, Al-Saad, Jal al-Deir, Al-Malikiya, and Birkat Risha. Reports mentioned artillery shelling on the outskirts of Yerin, with helicopters fired upon from an Israeli position in Barka Risha. Hostile shelling was also reported around Dahiriya and the areas around Hula and Wadi Hanain. Further artillery shelling was reported on the outskirts of Ramesh, Alma al-Shab, and Eitat al-Shab, near the Lebanese-Israeli border. Reports also mentioned Israeli shelling in the area of Bab al-Magara, on the outskirts of Kfar Kila. The Israeli army is reported to be shelling the eastern sector of the Lebanese border, with phosphorus bombs landing in the Marjim Qayyim region. 5 Hezbollah soldiers, 3 from the town of Kunan, 1 from Machgara, and 1 from Kirbit Selim, lost their lives. The Israeli army reported an anti-tank missile fired at its position on the Lebanese border, prompting artillery fire in response. UNIFIL was placed on alert as sirens sounded at its headquarters in Nakura. Additionally, the Israeli Air Force claimed to have struck targets and military infrastructure belonging to Hezbollah in Lebanon in response to gunfire directed at Israel.